Everybody, what's going on? It's your guys. It's coverage season. It's a big week coming up. It's a big week.
It is a big week.
A lot of games that mean a lot, especially for playoff positioning. D-Dub, big game this week, tonight. The Texans and the Colts. Division supremacy is on the line right now.
This is the title match. This was the WWE. This is the main event of the week because this determines supremacy in the division. We're talking about the Texans and the Colts. You're talking about a red hot Colts team that, you know, has been playing through injuries, and still been finding ways to win. Jacoby Brissett's going to play. Marlon Mack is not scheduled to be out as of right now. I don't know if they're going to make it a game time decision. We still got some time. But it's gonna be close. You got Deshaun Watson, who's been, you know, very effective, even with the loss last week. He didn't have a terrible game. You know, a lot of sacks, yes, but not a lot of turnovers or anything. And we're definitely going to see how this offense is going to, you know, be able to pick up its momentum after last week's loss. I want to see how the offensive line responds, especially in you know, what happened last week, because, you know, that was really tough. But it's going to be close. It's going to be very, 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 very close. But I do have the Colts coming out on top on this one, 28-24. I really think it's whoever got the ball last is going to get it.
What I think is, you know, Deshaun Watson has a big game this week.
Yes, he does. He got to show out.
And rebound from a big matchup, going one-on-one, a peer, you know, a guy who's equally as talented in Lamar Jackson, and you did not show up. So, for me, I think he just needs to stay focused. That game's over with. Last week's over with. It's a new game. It's a new week. It's an important game. So you need to step up. So I think in that regard, he's going to do okay. He has Will Fuller, who's going to return. So that adds another element to their offense. I think Carlos Hyde kind of gets it back together. I mean, he's not the best back. He carries the football a lot to get the yards that he gets. So, I mean, do I see some wear and tear coming, for, you know, when the season, you know, goes further? I don't know. But for this game, I think he's going to suit them well. I think they're going to pound the football, and I think they're going to come out on top. I think the Texans, after last week's debacle, will their way to victory. And I think this is going to be a tight game as well. I think this is going to be 21-14. Now the reason I don't have the Colts winning, I just don't see them as a consistent team that's going to win back-to-back games against division rivals. Division games are tough. They're emotional. A lot is going on with them. I just don't see them winning two straight division games. It would be, you know, good to see, but I just don't think it happens this week.
Well, we're just going to have to see. And with that, we got another game that's, you know, important as well. We got the Panthers and the Saints. Now, the Panthers they're in the hunt. They still can make something happen. They're not completely out of it. They're, you know, they're 500. So we're going to have to see how they play against the Saints this week. Going against the Saints defense that is strong and that is able to stop the run. How they're going to use Christian McCaffrey coming up in this game is going to be interesting. I want to see how Kyle Allen does to rebound, you know, off that game a couple weeks ago where, you know, threw so many interceptions. Will he be able to keep his composure? Drew Brees, I want to see him bounce back from that loss last week. You know, I understand he's still shaking off some of the rust, but we definitely want to see that connection to Michael Thomas.
Yeah, I really like Michael Thomas, and his name is what it says it is. You can't guard Mike. He's legit. He's I think the best receiver in football. He has been consistent. Literally as consistent as you can get as a receiver over the last 2 years. He hasn't had a drop all season. He hasn't had a drop since I think the middle of last season. So, I mean, he has been phenomenal. He's on pace already to shatter the NFL reception record for the year. He is an absolute beast. Like you like to say, he's beastly every single week. He's a threat. He can carry the team. I honestly haven't seen a receiver like him dominate a game in a long time. I mean, when we were younger, Randy Moss dominated football. There was nobody else. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Are you forgetting about T.O.?
That's another conversation for another day.
Are you forgetting about T.O.?
That's another conversation for another day.
Okay, all right,
At a time, no one dominated like Randy Moss. When you're watching a player, you know, catch a pass, you know, over a defender, you say he got mossed. There's a reason you say that. It's because Moss changed everything. And that's the level, if not even better, that Michael Thomas is right now. He's that good. I think he is amazing. I mean, you watch him play, he runs routes exceptionally well. He can run the deep routes and catch over defenders. He's great in and out. You know, I just think he's overall just the total package. And it really helps their offense because he's a threat every time he's on the field. And it also, you have Kamara back there who's a threat as well every time he's, you know, near the football. So, you know, I like what they got going on. I think they do come out on top. The Panthers, tough loss at the hand of the Falcons last week. Two tough losses in a row for them, actually. So I think that it becomes three, even though Christian McCaffrey is on another planet. You know, I think they just fall short. I have them losing 34-17.
You know, I'm interested to see the battle of these two running backs right now. It's not often that we get to see it. I mean, we did get to see Zeke versus Saquon, but McCaffrey versus Kamara, no one's really talking about it. But I am excited to see it. Who's going to show up and show out? And with that, we go on to our next game. Pivotal. We're talking about the Cowboys versus the Patriots. Now, this game is important for two reasons. One, the Patriots have been struggling offensively, and they have yet to prove that they can come over this hump. I mean, yes, they have lost. Yes, they've been winning. But it's their defense that have been putting up numbers, pick sixes, scoring. This defense is top tier, no doubt about it. I wouldn't be surprised if they have a touchdown again tonight. With that being said, on the other side, you have Dak Prescott, who's been putting on a show. He's been courting us with the numbers. He's been showing us he can play. But can he keep it up? Can he be consistent? If he wants to be the greatest Cowboy of all time, he needs to be consistent. That's one thing that we have yet to see. These last three games, his numbers have been phenomenal. I think this game, I think it's showtime. I think it's Zeke time. I think Zeke is going to come in, and I think he's going to show out and show why he is the highest paid running back in the league. With that, if they can establish a run against a Patriots defense that is not great against the run and is able to set up play action and also be able to throw the ball well without turning it over, I think the Patriots have something to worry about. I don't think it's going to be a far-fetched game, especially the way that the Patriots haven't been scoring that well. I have the Patriots winning this. 34-32 is going to be very, very close. I don't think that the Patriots are going to be able to shut down the Cowboys offense completely, especially if they can get the momentum going. So we're just going to have to see. Jerry Jones is definitely been planning for this. I think maybe that's, you know, that's, this is one of the games that he's been preparing for all year, especially with the way that, you know, the Cowboys have been playing. And I also think Belichick is not underestimating the Cowboys. We already know who Bill Belichick is. He doesn't underestimate anybody. He is planning for this game. You could see it during his conferences this week. He's given Dak every piece of credibility that he deserves. But I already know he is spying on them as we speak.
The only thing I really have to say about this game, to be quite honest, is I just don't think Dak Prescott is going to replicate what he's been doing the last few weeks against the Patriots, especially secondary.
I definitely don't think that he's going to reproduce what he did, you know, 400 yards. But if they can get some kind of passing game going, I think he can definitely hit, you know, 200, maybe get two TDs out of it, make those kind of connections. He's definitely not going for 400-plus on the Patriots secondary. Unless the Patriots pull a fluke and people get hurt and they really, really mess things up, I don't see it happening. They need a Doctor Strange miracle for it to happen. Like I said,
he doesn't, I don't think it's going to be able to against good teams. The Vikings was a tough loss, but you know, most of those yards came, you know, late in the game. Sorry, Cowboys fans. Sorry, Dak Prescott. Not this week.
If Zeke can come out and show out, I think they got something going. I think they can make something happen. Depends on him. All right. And with that, we go on to our next game.
This is going to be a good game, actually. You know, the Ravens going up against the Rams. Lots of playoff implications here. The Rams need to keep winning. They need wins. They need to keep pace in the tough division that they're in, the NFC West. I do not think they win this one, though. Lamar Jackson is on another level.
Elite.
He is out of this world right now. I just think that they capitalize on the momentum that they have. The backfield has been tremendous for them. I don't think Gus Edwards is, you know, going to have another 100-yard game. I think that was sort of kind of like by design. He had that big run at the end of the, fourth quarter. But I think that they're just built offensively. They're built and they flow together as a unit. You know, the receivers have been big, even with, Hollywood Brown being down with injury. And nursing that ankle and not really being, you know, in rhythm right now. I just think that the Ravens are a little bit too much. They do have to go up against a pretty decent secondary for the Rams. Jalen Ramsey has played well since he's been with them. He's, you know, started sort of kind of giving them life on the back end. But Lamar Jackson has too much magic right now, and the Ravens come out on top on this one. I think it's going to be closer than people think it might be. I think they come out on top
38-34. Yeah. To be honest, I don't even think it's going to be that close. I think the Ravens are going to blow out the Rams 38-14. I've been, studying the Rams and, like, some of the teams that they played, and They haven't played a defense like the Ravens. They haven't gone against an offense like the Ravens. I think Aaron Donald is going to do what he does. Definitely get Lamar Jackson the flush. That's not even a question. But who is going to help contain him? Aaron Donald could only do so much. The secondary is definitely top notch. But remember, he has a lot of weapons. We're not just talking about Hollywood Brown. Let's not forget about Andrew. Even with Ingram doing what he does, he is still an effective receiver out of the backfield. So is Gus Edwards. We definitely have to give them those props using the running backs as receivers and getting those receptions. They're not just, running 100 yards and getting no receptions. This is going to be, I think, a true test for the Rams to see if they can bounce back from some of the tough losses earlier in the season. But I don't see it happening. Jared Goff, sorry to say it, but you ain't winning this one. I got the Ravens winning this one, 38-14. Okay, and the next game, a game that is to be looked upon lightly. We're talking about the Packers versus the 49ers, a game that will decide the division. The Green Bay Packers are 8-2. The San Francisco 49ers are 9-1. Now, if the Packers win this game, it decides who becomes the new number one inside the division, especially if the 49ers go and take the Eagles in the game this week on Sunday. Now, with that being said, if the Seahawks become the new number one, that changes a lot of things in the NFC. And I'm not going to lie, I've been doing it all season and I've been getting it wrong. The Green Bay Packers are taking this one for one reason and one reason only.
Go.
Aaron Rodgers.
Pack.
Aaron Rodgers.
Go.
Aaron Rodgers is going pack. To.
Go. Aaron Rodgers.
I know you like cheese. I know you like cheese. But come on. I know. It's not even because of not. It's not even just because of Aaron Rodgers. It's the now that he has the weapons that he needs. He has another high-value target other than Devontae Adams. He's got his dual running back system. It is going to be a nice show offensively. Defensively, they're going to have to stop a very high-powered offense, 49ers. Now, the running game has been kind of iffy. They haven't been able to be consistent the last couple games. The receivers, a lot of drop balls by Bourne. I want to see him catch all his passes tonight. And if he's able to, then the 49ers are going to be something to watch. I definitely think it's going to go down to the wire. It's not going to be a small scoring game. I have the Packers winning this one 32-28 by the grace of Aaron Rodgers.
I told you this.
Go ahead, Mr. Cheesehead.
I told you this weeks ago. Whenever we have the Packers lined up for game of the week, is only one thing I'm going to say. Aaron Rodgers. That's it. It's all that needs to be said. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity ahead of them. A chance for them to not only knock off the best team probably in football right now, but also take hold of number one place. The playoffs are coming. The playoffs are coming, and you need to be in shape. You need... the teams that are good, they need to make sure that they secure a first-round bye. And that's important, to get that extra week. And these guys are fighting for home field advantage. It's hard to play in Lambeau when the playoffs come around. It's cold. It's annoying. It's loud up there. And those fans love football. And they have the best quarterback in football on their team. So I just think that, the Packers, they're just going to beat the Niners. I don't think that the Niners have, I don't think they have what it takes to go up against Aaron Rodgers right now. I know I've doubted the Niners, and, they showed me up all year long, and I'm happy, for them. But let me tell you, Aaron Rodgers is a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous QB. He's the best at it. He's the best at his position. I just don't think that...
As of right now? As of right now?
Conversation right now.
As of right now?
Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the NFL. I don't care who's on a hot streak.
No, he's not. I don't care he's not. Who's
young and
no,
up
he's
and
not.
Coming right now.
He's not the best quarterback in the NFL right
Aaron
now.
Aaron Rodgers is the
best. All right, so let's get into it. Let's get into it right now. We're going to go ahead and talk about our MVP candidates.
Oh, yeah.
Since we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, okay. Let's get into it. He's at the bottom of my list right now as far as MVP candidates. He's on there. He's definitely on there. He's definitely a top quarterback, but he's not the top quarterback. The top quarterback right now is Mr. Russell Wilson. I don't care what you say. Russell Wilson has the it factor. He has the will factor. He likes to be in those last 30 seconds. We're down. Give me the ball. I'm going to make it happen games. Those are the games that he lives for. Aaron Rodgers, yes, he has done it. He has a lot of fourth quarter comeback drives. He has the most Hail Marys in the league history. But guess what? He doesn't always get it done. Russell Wilson knows how to get it done, and he's done it plenty of times. That's one guy I don't want to face in the last 30 seconds of the game. I wouldn't want to face Aaron Rodgers either, but if I had to pick between the two of them, I'm talking about Russell Wilson, and he is on the list as well for MVP candidates.
Someone out there
Russell Wilson has...
If anyone out there listening
yeah.
that has connections with Aaron Rodgers, please tell him we are sorry for this blasphemy and disrespect of his talent.
Aaron Rodgers can hear it through the grapevine.
We apologize.
He could hear it through the grapevine.
Of D Dub for just not realizing.
Oh Lord, please help this man. Let him see. Let him see that Russell Wilson is the best quarterback right now.
I would agree right now. You could say it's contradictory or whatever, but statistically, yes, Aaron Rodgers' numbers are not there. They're not the best numbers. Russell Wilson.
This season.
Yes,
this season.
Russell Wilson, he's been on money. I think the Seahawks are one of the better teams in football, all of football, and that's because of him. And you're right, he has the it factor. He has the drive. He has the right attitude. He's a leader. And it doesn't matter who you have in that huddle, Wilson will lead them. And that's huge to have for your quarterback. And I think most valuable, some people, tend to look at the stats versus the true value of a player. And honestly, I don't think any team in football would be as far off as the Seahawks would be if they did not have Russell Wilson. I definitely agree with that. I think he's the most valuable player
mm-hmm.
In the NFL this year. His numbers, yes, they're outstanding. They speak for themselves. Two interceptions on the season or one interception on the season. So he's been phenomenal in that regard. And again, a close second. I might argue on another day that he could be the MVP. I would say is Lamar Jackson. He hasn't
yes.
even had a full a full season yet. That's what's amazing to me about this.
No.
I think he came in week 8 last season or week 7 last season. He didn't even play a full season, and he rallied those guys. He got them together and led them to the playoffs. He's unleashed. What Harbaugh has done with him as far as fitting the team around him and the schemes, the play calling, it's been phenomenal to see. I don't think we've ever seen a jump like that from, the first season to the second season for an NFL player. I don't think we've ever seen it. He's been tremendous. I think I might argue that right now he is the best quarterback in football. I might argue that. I think he's been tremendous.
And you know what's crazy? Lamar Jackson is not even in the top 10 in passing yards this season. Still has an 8-2 record.
Yeah, I mean
he's got more rushing yards.
And he doesn't
than some other running backs. That's just think about that. He doesn't even have the most passing yards. But yet he's still able to find ways to win, and his defense is also able to put him in good a great position to score from, you know, a great field position. So with that and a lot of the plays that he makes, it doesn't matter about passing yards. He's still putting up numbers. He's still scoring. He's still able to make plays with his feet. And there's no doubt about it. There is no other quarterback in the league doing what he's doing.
Just
right
as
now.
A dual threat, he's been phenomenal. And then of course, you know, not taking away from him also. There are also some players who have been playing well and deserve consideration. I mean, I'll go for a non-quarterback in this situation. Mm-hmm. McCaffrey's been amazing. We haven't seen anything like this since LT.
Ah, oh, man, you stole it right from under me.
That's how good he's been. I mean, think about it. After mm-hmm. LT had mm-hmm. that 31 touchdown season, I don't think anyone has come close. I don't think anyone has come close to having that many touchdowns.
I don't think anyone has come close.
Barber and Sean Alexander were going at it with the touchdowns. That was like a span of 2 or 3 years.
Well, Sean Alexander had that one season, but Tiki was repetitive and he was close.
And those guys, you know, competed hard and really were up there. You know, they were the engines of their team, and we haven't seen anything like that in a long time. And here comes McCaffrey. He's been phenomenal.
And let's also not forget they also got less than half the carries that McCaffrey has gotten all season. McCaffrey has almost doubled the amount of carries than any other running back in the league. He's on pace to double every body.
He's a workhorse. He's a workhorse.
That is incredible. But it's also a reason for concern, too. It's also a reason for concern, too. If you think about it, at this pace, they're going to run him into the ground. This is not something that should be easily looked over. You got your lead guy who's taking almost 30 to 40 attempts a game, and you continuing to produce. How long can he continue to do that? He does have the most passing yards.
Yeah, and I mean, how will he keep going? The good thing is, in this day and age, you know, things are a little different, you know, with the, you know, dieting and the training and, you know, the technology and all of that stuff. So there are ways to keep him fresh. I think, you know, when you talk about workload, you even, you know, look at a guy like Saquon Barkley, who, you know, his workload looked like it might have taken a toll this year. But it's different than, you know, from when LT and those guys were playing. You know, the longevity of someone like Frank Gore, who's been playing, he's 15 years in, and he's still doing his thing. So, you know, things like that, you know, I think with time, you know, it's a little bit easier on the players with all of the, you know, the nuances and the technology, you know, for their health. But, you know, I definitely think he's definitely a candidate. I think he's definitely a candidate for Offensive Player of the Year, without a doubt. You know, Christian McCaffrey has been phenomenal. And, you know, I really like his skill set and how he plays the game. And then, of course, you know, as we come to an end, we really don't like ending. You know, we could sit here and talk football all night with you guys. But, of course, we always appreciate it. You know, it's your guy, Easy Ollie.
It's your boy, D-Dub. And don't forget, you know, continue to support. We appreciate every single person that tunes in on all of our episodes. Please visit our website, coveredseasonb.home.blog. Or hit us up on Twitter at Covered Season or on Instagram, coverage_season. Thank y'all.
Yeah, and of course, also another big shout-out to our guy, Joe Thunder, who called us in. I had some great views on last episode. You know, that's what we do this for, and we really appreciate that. You know, call us in.
Keep giving us that feedback.
Get your picks in. Get your picks in. November's ending. Who's going to win November?
Yeah.
So, you know, get your picks in.
Who's going to win? Who's going to win the supporter of the month? We've got a lot of people putting in their input. We want to find out who's going to win this week perfectly. Who's going to have the most wins this month? Come on, put those picks in.
Alrighty, everybody.